Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The state's unemployment crisis brings with it another ticking financial time bomb for California. The San Jose Mercury News notes today the unemployment fund is expected to finish the year $7.5 billion in the red. Already, California's had to borrow more than $4.5 billion from the federal government, money that's accruing 5% interest annually. The state's Employment Development Department reported Friday that unemployment hit a record 12.5%. Some 740,000 Californians receive regular benefits, an unprecedented demand, officials say, that ate through reserve funds a while back. The system is funded by employers who pay taxes based on their employees' wages, so an increase in the number of people seeking unemployment benefits means a reduction in the wage base that supports the system. Somewhere in Salinas tomorrow night, police will set up their 7th annual Turkey and DUI checkpoint. Some drivers who successfully pass through the checkpoint get a free turkey. Police are asking drivers to refrain from repeatedly going through the checkpoint in order to collect more than one turkey. The department is still taking donations, turkeys and cash accepted. The first big storm of the season was welcome news for skiers over the weekend. But as Peter John Shula reports, it's going to take a lot more than 15 inches of snow in the Sierra Nevada to revive the state's ski resorts.
Last year was a low point for California's winter resorts, with only 6.6 million visits by skiers and snowboarders. That's about 11% below the five-year average. As you might guess, weather accounts for most of the volatility, according to Bob Roberts, executive director of the California Ski Industry Association. He's hoping for a better season this year, but he admits the recession will have an impact.
It is a concern because it is going to dent a lot of people's discretionary money and obviously their ability to enjoy themselves or recreate. The benefit we have is that we do have a local market, and for many winter sports enthusiasts, rather than cut it out entirely, they can simply cut back.
All this adds up to resorts offering more deals to draw you in. Squaw Valley spokeswoman Savannah Cowley.
We have really deeply discounted lodging, ski and stay packages. If people are able to come up midweek, they can get really, really inexpensive rates on packages.
Most resorts are relying heavily on internet promotions, and many have already gotten a jump on this season by offering big discounts on season passes last spring. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Shuler.
Students have one more week to apply to a Cal State University. Applications are way up this year, even though budget cuts are forcing schools to reduce enrollment. That means thousands of students will be denied entry, including community college transfer students, who make up more than half of all Cal State graduates. Mina Kim reports.
Jessica Luthi is dying to get into either San Francisco State or San Jose State's journalism program.
I like being out there. I like reporting. I like talking to people. I like asking tough questions.
The 24-year-old is the editor-in-chief of the school newspaper at City College of San Francisco. With her grades and activities, Luthi would normally be a shoo-in at nearby San Francisco State University, but this year is anything but normal. In June, the California State University system announced it will reduce enrollment by 40,000 students over the next 2 years to help close a more than $500 million budget gap.
I'm really afraid that I won't be able to get out of a community college because there are so many people wanting to go to like a university, and I'm going to have to compete 10 times more than I would, you know, 2 or 3 years ago.
Luthi also worries about how it could affect her marriage if she and her husband don't get into the same school. He's also a City College student, and the couple moved from Napa to San Francisco, in part to increase their chances of being admitted to San Francisco State.
We're just kind of got to go with the flow for right now, you know, hope for the best, prepare for the worst, but it's pretty much a waiting game to see what happens and see where we get into.
For Janelle Lashley, waiting is what she's been doing. Across campus at a Cal State information session, Lashley says she thought she'd be entering San Francisco State in January to finish her anthropology degree. But SF State is one of the campuses that has had to close spring admissions. So that means even if she's admitted, Lashley will have to wait around for almost a year before she can transfer.
Since I've just been taking other classes, You know, it hasn't been a total waste of time, but, you know, I could have been at the university now.
At the City College Transfer Center, director and counselor Larry D'Amato says not all students have been as patient as Lashley.
Some of them, you know, have said a few things that this is not right, and they've used certain words that I don't want to repeat.
D'Amato says students are nervous, and rightly so. He says if they can't get into their local Cal State schools, they'll have an even harder time transferring. That's because CSU campuses are supposed to give priority to local students.
As an example, I got an email from San Diego State. Basically, the gist of the email said, most likely than not, City College students would not be accepted in the fall. We're going to kind of fill our quota, quote, by the students in our own area.
Meanwhile, some out-of-state schools are seizing the opportunity to lure students to their campuses. Southern Oregon University is offering what they're calling their California Transfer Scholarship, full-time tuition and housing for the same price Oregon residents pay. Jonathan Eldridge is vice president for student affairs.
It became apparent to us that we could have a win-win. We could end up with higher enrollment and top off some of our class enrollments, but at the same time, we could help students continue on uninterrupted in their coursework.
Back at City College of San Francisco, Jessica Luthi says an economical out-of-state school could be an option since she can't afford private school. Luthi says she'd hate to do a long-distance relationship with her husband, but she says she can't get ahead without a four-year degree.
I'm ready to transfer. I'm ready to get to the university and finish off my classes and get my degree and be done with it all.
That kind of motivation is exactly what community colleges want to see. Because if students like Luthi can't move on, the crowded campuses will only get more so. Community colleges face their own financial and enrollment pressures and have shed courses, and students unable to transfer will take up spots that other students need to finish their own education. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.
That's the California Report for Monday, November 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URSCorp.com. Chevron, an energy company encouraging innovation right here in California. This is the power of human energy. Information available at ChevronCalifornia.com. And the California Healthcare Foundation, sponsor of CalQualityCare.org, a new online guide to long-term care in California.